I'm here with Dartmouth College's Peter Winkler, who will be giving his talk Stacking Bricks and Stoning Crows at the Joint Mathematics Meetings in Washington, D.C. on Monday, January 5th at 9 a.m. Thanks for the time, Peter.
You're welcome.
First, I'd like to get you to talk a little bit about the brick stacking problem and why you found it so interesting.
Well, the problem began with two of the five authors whose work I'll be talking about at the talk, Uri Zwick of Israel and Mike Patterson of England. And Uri, I believe, was playing with Jenga blocks, I believe they're called, and began to think that there was a better way to stack the blocks to get them to hang over the edge of a table than he previously thought was the best way. And he and Mike were able to find that indeed there was a much better way to stack blocks. And this 150-year-old problem all of a sudden was getting very interesting. When they came to the point of trying to show that their way to stack the blocks was optimal, they recruited some additional help in me and Yuval Peres from Microsoft and Mikkel Thorpe of AT&T Labs. And together we managed to figure out that indeed we finally have up to a constant factor, the best way to stack bricks.
Interesting. Now, your love for brain teasers and mathematical puzzles is fairly well known. What is it that interests you in that kind of stuff so much?
Well, people say that I like to torture people with puzzles, and there certainly is some truth to that, but I just love the beauty of having a problem that has an elegant solution that's difficult to find. And I also like the fact that it gets young people interested in mathematics, and it also gets people interested in mathematics, which is less a sort of follow by rule kind of thing. I mean, in grade school and in college, you learn ways of doing things, and all the problems seem to be standard. But the problems that you run across when you do mathematical puzzles are deliberately chosen to be. Require different ideas and different tricks. It really illustrates the power and the beauty and the breadth of mathematics.
That's very true. And finally, what is it that you expect the audience to take away from your talk at the joint meetings?
Well, the talk is first of all, it's a nice example of a problem which has been around and which people thought they knew the answer to. But it quite often turns out that when you look at the details on something and you try to really prove something, that you find something new. It's also an example of something else, which is that different parts of mathematics interact in surprising ways. And the final nail that closed the coffin of this problem came from a problem which seemed to be in probability theory, even though there's really no probability involved in the original problem of stacking bricks.
Well, that's very interesting, and we'd like to thank Peter Winkler for joining us, and we're really looking forward to your talk at the joint meetings. Thanks again, Peter.
You're very welcome.